Hey everyone, it's Scott. A little disclaimer before this week's episode. We use a little bit more foul language this week than usual because of the genre we were given, so if that's not to your liking, maybe skip this week's episode and tune in next week instead.
One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott.
And Shannon and Scott.
Is that what, like, no backup?
That wasn't what I was going for, but that's great.
I don't know. I thought that you were doing like a little, like, what is that
called?
Doo-wop-y thing.
Maybe we are this week. Who knows?
Because you're like Shannon and Scott and Shannon and Scott.
Anyway.
You let me go for a really long time.
I was just kind of staring, seeing where this was going to go.
Great. Cool. How are you?
I'm doing better. Thank you. I'm no longer sick, Scott.
I mean, you're like a little bit.
I'm on the mend, Scott.
You're recovering, Scott.
Yes. And good. But a lot of good news, a lot of business this week.
So much business.
You know?
Yeah. We got a new review.
Yes.
From Elves.
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 Thank you so much, Elves, for your review on iTunes.
He called us, or she called us, delicious and nutritious. 5 stars.
Everything you want in a podcast.
Yep. So thank you so much. If you review us, which we encourage you to do because it helps us get noticed, you can rate and review us on iTunes, and we will shout you out on the podcast.
We also got fan art.
We did. We got our first fan art.
From Hot Dog Animation.
Hot Dog Animation.
Thank you so much for your ad for Snackaloos.
Snackaloos. Which you can go on our Twitter. If you go on our Twitter feed, at Song Salad Cast, you can see we tweeted out that picture.
And then the last piece of big news is that we went on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
We got a deal from Mark Cuban and Barbara Corcoran, two sharks.
In together.
We asked for a $15 million valuation. We asked for $15 million for 100% of the company. So they own it now and we have no stake in it.
Yeah. So this
was kind of a bad plan.
This will be our last Song Salad episode.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll become Shark Salad.
Right.
Where you'll just listen to Barbara Corcoran and Mark Cuban arguing.
And then we'll be investigated by the FDA because they're worried that we're using shark fins in our salads.
Yeah, that's, first of all, illegal. Second of all, lots of mercury.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's about it for the news. So what are we doing here? We're writing song salads.
Yeah, we take a random article from the Wikipedia random article button as a topic, and we take a random genre of music from moodfuse.com as our genre, and we write a song about it.
Yeah.
And we didn't really go on Shark Tank.
No, I don't think anybody thought we went on Shark Tank.
Just want to clarify.
They're not that dumb.
Well, they're listening though.
Yeah, they're listening to us. How smart can they be? Yeah, you pointed out today that like everyone that tweets at us or like says something about us on Twitter is like, I can't explain it, but I'm addicted to this.
For some reason, I'm listening to this podcast.
So,
and for some reason, I really want to drink a Coca-Cola. Yeah. I don't know why. Subliminal messaging.
Inexplicably delicious.
Right.
What we are.
Oh, one other point of business. I need to make an apology. I need to apologize to all the fans of Wizard Rock. I made a disparaging comment about Wizard Rock last week. Admittedly, I'm not an expert on the genre. I shouldn't have said anything bad about it without knowing more about it. Maybe one of these weeks we'll get Wizard Rock as our genre, but I just want to publicly apologize about the comments I made regarding Wizard Rock.
I hope everyone will receive Scott's apology in a spirit of generosity and acceptance, and then we can all move on collectively.
Yes.
Oh, what about the text your mom sent you? About
So my mom, shout out to V-dubs, she listened to our 8-bit episode, Cobra.
Cobra.
And said, we used to dance to 8-bit at the discotheques. So thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Vicky. We love you.
Love you.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
And happy Mother's Day to my mom, too, who will be listening.
Also a dedicated listener.
Yes. our moms.
Yep.
Who all say, I don't understand it, but for some reason I keep listening to this podcast.
Good luck with your salad project.
Yeah, your salad thing is what my as my dad calls it.
Should we get our genre?
Yeah, let's get our genre. Right,
all right. What should our salad spinner sound like today? Our mothers?
Yeah, I was gonna say it should sound like our moms.
All right, let's spin the salad spinner. I don't get what that last song was about.
Crunk! What better way to honor our mothers?
My gosh.
Than Crunk, like the character from The Emperor's New Groove?
That's Crunk?
Crunk.
Crunk?
Damn it.
Or the football player?
Gronk.
Gronk. None of the above. Crunk.
Or the bad musical Honk?
Crunk is a genre of hip-hop music, originated by the 3-6 Mafia in Memphis, Tennessee in the early 90s. It gained mainstream success around 2003-2004. I did not know this. Performers of crunk music are sometimes referred to as crunk-misers.
Oh.
Didn't know that.
So crunk-misers.
Crunk-misers. Crunk is often up-tempo and one of Southern hip-hop's more club-oriented subgenres. I think so. One of the examples that I saw on Mood Fuse was Soulja Boy. You know?
Oh yeah, of course.
The song "Crank That." The word "crunk" derives from "crazy drunk" or "chronic drunk," and has an association with "crunk juice," which is a brand of strong alcoholic beverage associated with the music genre.
We're gonna get crunk
we're
today.
We're gonna get crunk today, guys.
Oh boy, it's like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Whew. So, more about the musical characteristics of crunk. It's heavy, like bass-oriented hip-hop, uses drum machine rhythms, like the Roland TR-808 and 809, which we used in the Electro episode, mm-hmm. if you remember that. And synthesizer melodies. This says in the form of an ostinato to create a hypnotic effect. So, basically, an ostinato is a repeating line, like a, you know, almost like a loop kind of a sound on a synthesizer. And it says the tempo of the music is a little slower than hip-hop around the speed of reggaeton. So, more of that kind of laid-back, heavy feel in a club sound. The focal point of crunk is more the beats than the music and lyrics, and the rappers usually scream and shout their lyrics, creating an aggressive style. So that's going to be fun for us. Mm-hmm. And I love this example from the Wikipedia article. These lyrics can often be isolated to simple chants. Where are you from? And you can't fuck with me are common examples. I want to just put a disclaimer out there that I think we're going to be using some explicit
language
throughout the course of this episode because of the genre. So if that doesn't jive with you, then maybe stop listening now and tune in next week.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
This is just, I feel like that sentence, where are you from and you can't fuck with me, are common examples. It's just proof that Wikipedia is written exclusively by white people.
Yep.
Common examples.
Oh, man. Usually the crunk music is focused as party music, club music. Yeah. It doesn't take a sociopolitical or political personal concern kind of stance like a lot of other hip hop does. So I think whenever we get our topic and think about lyrics, it's much more about that party vibe than anything else.
So let's hope we don't get some kind of like Holocaust or slaughter or anything like that. I was looking up what some popular crunk songs might be. And I think like the quintessential crunk song and the one that is credited with catapulting crunk to a national stage is Lil Jon and the East Side Boys' Get Low.
So let's use that as our example.
Yeah, that's a really good example.
And Lil Jon definitely brought it onto the national scene. It started with the 3-6 Mafia a little bit earlier than Lil Jon came onto the scene here.
Mm-hmm.
But also definitely influenced by like the Yin Yang Twins.
Young Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
And
other songs. Let's play Get Low, but other songs like Run It, you know that song? Or Yeah, the...
song. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, all of those shouts of like, what? Like, all those are like all crunk. Crunk related. So here's Get Low, Lil Jon, the East Side Boys.
Cool.
There seems to be a lot of culture surrounding crunk music. That classic image of the, you know, decked out, blinged out rapper. You know, like Lil Jon wearing big necklaces and, you know, grills and chains, and the crunk cup, which we mentioned a little bit earlier when reading the Wikipedia article. But the crunk cup, by Urban Dictionary's definition, is a goblet or chalice that quote unquote pimps carry around with them at social gatherings, usually ridiculously decorated in a sparkly fashion. In fact, it looks like someone gave a kid with ADD infinite access to a bedazzler and a china cabinet. Usually carries around crystal imitations and such. So it's like, it's basically a chalice, you know, a goblet for drinking out of at the club.
Super fancy. I feel like that Urban Dictionary definition was very judgy.
It was.
Let people drink out of their crunk cups if they want.
And I guess the only other thing to say is that the popularity of crunk peaked in the early to mid 2000s. Now it's kind of been replaced by trap, which is similar but a little bit more aggressive. So I think we're definitely going to stick with that early to mid 2000s style, focusing on like the way Lil Jon delivered his crunk.
Wait, can I just read the names of some subgenres of crunk?
Sure.
Eurocrunk, crunkcore, crunkzar, aquacrunk, acid crunk, and then crunk and B.
Crunk and B.
Yep.
Like R&B?
I guess so, but crunk and B.
Okay.
I just like the idea of aqua crunk, which is like crunk for mermaids. I don't know.
Can we click on that? Where is it? There. Aqua crunk.
Wonky.
Oh, maybe this is like another genre we'd get.
Oh, yeah. Wait, look. Chiptune. Oh, electro. Yeah. Guys, we're like
wet
coming full
and unstable
circle.
Sound with pitch bending. Oh, crazy.
Cool. Yeah, we're just like Ouroboros-ing all of our
slowed
episodes.
Slowed down
at this
low
point.
Slung beats with electronic mutterings and morphing bass lines. Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's for another week.
Yep.
Should we get our
Let's get topic? Our topic. Yeah. So we're hoping, all right, everyone cross your fingers or like clap your hands and hope with us that we get a turn up topic.
A party topic.
Not turnips, but a turn up topic.
It could be turnip.
It could be turnips. All right.
All right, let's spin the salad spinner. I don't like the language on this episode.
Oh.
Our topic this week is Margaret Wrinkle, who is an American writer and documentary filmmaker.
Oh
my God. She is known for her 2013 book, Wash, which was a fiction runner-up for the 2014 Dayton Literary Peace Prize, and for co-creating the 1996 documentary Broken Ground.
Oh, no.
So we gotta write a crunk turn-up party song about Margaret Wrinkle.
So she's a seventh-generation Southerner from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, origin of crunk music.
Yeah, that's good. Not Birmingham specifically, but the South.
Yep.
Which is good. She describes her parents as Southern intellectuals.
Great.
Wow. So her kind of, landmark documentary that she's known for is about black women in domestic service because she had a black domestic worker, growing up, named Ida Mae Lawson. Oh, Ida Mae Lawson, Washington. And, apparently Margaret Wrinkle was very attached to her and after she died, began work on this documentary.
Her book, Wash, is a fictional book, focuses on slave breeding in Tennessee during the early 1800s.
Oh, God.
The main character, named Wash, is hired for breeding by other nearby slave owners. The story is about survival under outrageous circumstances. You know what? We gotta celebrate her work.
Yep.
With a party song.
With a party song. Her work all about black oppression. With a primarily black genre of music,
mm-hmm.
A celebratory black genre of music.
Two suburbians.
White, yeah. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Woo! So, there's not... here's some considerations that I was having.
Okay.
She is the first subject of a song salad that's still alive.
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. And so I was like, maybe she's on Twitter. And look, she still takes friend requests on Facebook.
Huh.
Like, she's not even that famous that, like, you can't not friend request her. You know what I mean?
Sure.
She's not on Twitter, which is kind of a bummer because I was like, oh, man, couldn't we just, like, take some of her tweets and, like, yell
turn those
her
into
tweets?
Lyrics, yeah.
Like, that would be amazing. So, I don't know. Should I request Margaret Rinkle?
I don't know.
Probably not.
But, let's see how the song turns out.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just thinking, like, you know, we could actually, like, reach out to her and be like, hey, we wrote a crux song about you, which is terrible. And I'm sure it would horrify her.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, what do you have to tell me about Margaret Rinkle?
Nothing yet.
It's not evil. We're going to use this filter for the intro to our song.
Oh my god. I sound like a demon.
A rap demon.
Oh my god. The difference between our two voices is so...
Even if I talk up here?
No, that's not on the
back. Okay. But if I talk down here?
Yeah. Oh my god.
So, most of what she's known for is Wash, which is a fairly recent book. It was 2013. It was published by Grove Atlantic. And it won, I think you mentioned it was a runner-up for the Dayton Literary Peace Prize.
Uh-huh.
It won the Center for Fiction's Flaherty Dunnan First Novel Prize and an American Book Award. From the Before Columbus Foundation.
Yeah, it has a lot of praise.
Yeah, Chautauqua Prize, the Wall Street Journal named it a top 10 novel, New York Times Editor's Choice, O Magazine top 10 selection. But she doesn't have a huge presence.
Sure.
And her biography, like really this is her whole biography. It's very limited. She's taught at the San Francisco Art Institute and she lives in rural New Mexico.
Okay.
So aside from her book and the Broken Ground documentary, which I think... she must have made with a descendant of Ida Washington, because Chris Lawson and her name was like Ida Mae Lawson Washington. So I'm like guessing.
Probably related somehow.
Somehow related. So other than that stuff, I think I'm just going to draw. And the thing about Kronk that we've seen is that it's very repetitive. And it's very exclamatory.
Right.
And so I think I have enough details about her that I can just craft some stuff using her name. And
great.
Yeah, like I'll invent like a little, like maybe like a dance move or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like instead of get low, like.
Get wrinkly.
Get writing.
Get writing.
Okay.
Yeah, and because I don't know, because there is like there were dances that went along with Get Low and with Soulja Boy.
Yep.
And yeah, so maybe it's like a dance thing that we can like direct people to do stuff.
And as long as you have like certain phrases that we can just like shout.
Yes, there will definitely. At random. Yes, that'll I will definitely have those.
I think musically we might want to create a little bit of a like an intro too, like setting up the song. Before the beat like really drops, and then like once it's in, it's all in. It's not really like a verse or chorus structure. It kind of just goes.
Cool. So that works for me.
All right. So I've gathered my elements for our track, and it's not a lot of elements that we need to use. We just needed a heavy bass line. We needed a electronic heavy drum beat. A kind of looped sounding, repetitive, hypnotic synthesizer arpeggio. And then I just did what's called a pad, which is any kind of synthesizer sound or any sound that sort of just gives like a background wash of harmony.
Okay.
So that it doesn't sound empty. And then a lot of what we're going to do to really make this sound like a Kronk song is going to be in the vocals. So there'll be a lot of like overlapping shouts and voices over the lyrics with like accented words and shouting of phrases like
where are you from
and you can't fuck with me.
Yeah.
I think we kind of have to use those exact phrases too.
That's fine.
So anyway, I'll play you all of my separate elements, and then you'll have to wait till the song to hear what they sound like together. But first off is the drum beat, and I'm going to layer on a couple elements later, but this is the basic drum beat. Here's our bass line. This is the looped or arpeggiated synth. And this is the pad in the background. So it's gonna have that laid back, a little bit slower than hip hop feel, the more of that reggaeton beat. But the lyrics are going to be pretty rapid over this more laid back beat. It'll have that kind of, you know, hyped up party vibe.
Yeah. Okay. I have some lyrics.
Okay. I haven't seen any of them yet. I haven't even looked over Shannon's shoulder for this. So
I wanted to surprise Scott.
Okay.
So I have a lot of talking up front.
That's great.
Okay. So, and it's going to sound weird when I'm just saying things like, okay, and yeah, and what?
Right. But I think everyone gets they will be shouted.
Yeah. And, you'll get the idea. So it starts with, okay, Maggie Rinks, that's wrinkles, yo. Teaching and preaching up in O Magazine, made Oprah my bitch. Come at me, Gail. Yeah, let's go. So that's just like the talking to start it.
Yes.
Like get everybody riled up.
Come at me, Gail.
Come at me, Gail. So here's the start. You other authors can't fuck with me. I'm from Dirty B Hammy in the ALABAMAM, mommy.
Oh my God.
You better recognize my wit. You better pack up your shit. And when you see my documentary, you'll know I'm legit. And then the like chorusy kind of part or the hook. Yeah, yeah. Where you from? Where you from? So call and response. Yeah.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Bring it on. Bring it on. Yeah, yeah. I'm from the South. From the South. Come get some Maggie Rinks in your mouth.
Oh my God.
Get wrinkly. Is the end.
And I also think that's our title.
Get Wrinkly?
Get Wrinkly.
Get for Wrinkly. Sure. All right. So that was probably the most offensive song I've ever written.
I don't think it's offensive. I think it's great.
Get some Maggie Rinks in your mouth?
Maybe that just means like start quoting my
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like she wrote a lot of stuff. So like,
she's a teacher. She's a teacher. She's like start repeating what I'm laying down here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So definitely all of the beginning stuff is going to be over that intro, a mix of that like deep voice and, you know, shouting interjections. Yeah. And then the beat's going to drop with you other authors can't fuck with me.
Yeah.
I'm from the Dirty B Hammy
in the ALABAMAM mommy.
Throwing a little Latino culture there.
Why not?
Great. Well, she lives in New Mexico now.
Yeah, she does live in New Mexico.
Wow, this is fantastic.
Are we going to start beef between her and Gail?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I mean, again, Crunk is more about the party atmosphere than the personal beefs. Yeah, that's true. But I think it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like fun and high energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the South, get some Maggie Rinks in your mouth.
In your mouth.
Get wrinkly. All right, here it is. Get Wrinkly, Crunk song about Margaret Wrinkles by Shannon and Scott.
Just one wrinkle.
Oh, wrinkle. Sorry.
Margaret Wrinkle.
By Shannon and Scott.
Okay.
Maggie Wrinks.
That's wrinkle, yo. Teaching and preaching. Up in O Magazine.
Up in O Magazine.
Oprah, come at me, Gail. Yeah. Let's go! You other authors can't fuck with me.
I'm Dirty B Hammy
in the ALABAMAM. Better recognize my wit. Better pack up your shit. And when you see my documentary, you know I'm legit.
Okay.
Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you from?
Bring it on!
Bring it on!
Bring it on!
I'm from the South. From the South.
In your mouth. Get wrinkly.
What?
Get wrinkly. Get wrinkly.
Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that.
We did that.
I'm so sorry.
Do you think she'll hear this?
I hope not.
So we shouldn't friend her on Facebook.
I think we should not friend her on Facebook.
And it's probably good she doesn't have a Twitter.
Yeah, it's definitely good she doesn't have a Twitter. She has no chance of finding this episode. I feel like, well, like, wouldn't you be upset?
Well, I was just thinking about the whole last name thing. You know, I'm sure she's been made fun of her whole life for having the last name Wrinkle.
100%.
So we just went really far with it. And that probably isn't great for her.
But get wrinkly, though.
But get wrinkly. Crunk was an awesome genre.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we got Crunk.
And it's cool that we didn't just get rap, because that's so generic.
Yeah.
It's such a blanket term.
Yeah.
And Crunk is such a specific, you know, type.
Yes, yes, indeed. I feel like Little John would let us drink from his Crunk cup.
We would be allowed to sip from the chalice.
Sip from the pimp chalice, but just like one sip.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, get the hell out of here.
What do you think would be in it? Scissorp.
I was trying to remember
the word,
what it was called, and I was thinking, I was like, Robitussin. I couldn't
remember. No, I think we got to give more credit to the inventors of Scissorp. They wouldn't just be like, what should we call it?
Yeah.
How about Robitussin with a Z?
Yeah. No way. Like, Little John can afford some nice, to put some nice stuff in his Crunk chalice.
He ain't messing with no
Scissorp. No. So that was our salad.
That was our salad this week.
Oh, and just in case, like, anybody, I know that Alabama doesn't have an M at the end of it. I just want Alibamam. Like, I know it doesn't have an M at the end. It needed that for the flow, and M flows into
Well, the
mommy.
M stands for mammy.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case anybody wanted to, like, I don't know, put me on blast on Twitter for not knowing how to spell Alabama. I definitely do. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Lots of call and response. Lots of repetition.
A lot of shouts.
Lot of shouting.
Definitely a party vibe. Definitely. Yeah. I think the beat was really evocative of Crunk.
I would turn up to this song.
I would. You? I would turn up to this song.
Wouldst thou turn up, turneth up to this melody?
If you at home... would turn up to this song, raise your Crunk cups, and follow us on Twitter at SongSaladCast.
And you can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes or your podcast listening app of choice.
Yep. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott!
Yeah!
Okay!
In your mouth!
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.